on the road in a three-day span, the schedule really starts to shrink on you as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. I know everyone back in Rapids is excited for that month of August. You can't beat 7 home games in the span of 10 days when one is bounced in for ball two. It's going to be a lot of work on our staff, our intern staff, our game day staff, our front office, and everyone else involved, but I know everyone's going to do great. And our hardworking intern staff has had the last week off, and it's well-deserved as the 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner. Count even, it's 2-2. They're going to get back at it early Saturday, getting ready for all the Witterfield faithful to fill in for a Sunday matinee against the Madison Mallards. 105 first pitch from Witterfield. You can catch us right here on WFHRA 1255 pregame show. 2-2 to Lordoy, fouled away down the third base side. Get to see WWE superstar Hornswoggle at Witterfield on Sunday. I know I'm looking forward to that. That was a rescheduled event as well. It was supposed to happen originally also against the Mallards back on June 22nd, a Saturday night game at Witter. But that was one of the two Mallard games that started at 8:40 due to weather in the area. The next 2-2. Off-speed missing up and in, nearly hitting Lordoy as he has to duck out of the way of that one. Now a full count. My goal is to get a picture with Hornswoggle. Will it be successful? I don't know. But I want to try and make that happen. I know one of the Rafter relief pitchers, Evan Palmer, has been unfortunately hand-given that nickname by his fellow bullpen mates due to his size. So, you know, that has to be a photo op that is converted on for the right-hander. Lordoy, 3-2 pitch, hit high in the air, right field, drifting foul. That was well struck by the Faulkner product. Wouldn't have left the yard if it was fair. Gave it a good ride, and he'll see another 3-2. When we get to the home half of this fourth inning, 3-4-5 will be due up for Lakeshore. Hindle, Council, and Schwalbeck. 3 scoreless so far for Kenji Polaris. The next 3-2 from Huffman to Lordoy. Off speed. This is down low for ball 4. Orlando draws a walk here with one away, and he's on the bases for the first time in this contest. Landon Gazzo for 1, a flyout to A.J. Garcia in left field, ended the second inning. Not just a flyout, it was a grab for Garcia where he had to leave his feet. Regardless, Huffman's still a pitch away from getting out of this if he can induce a ground ball here from the Rafter first baseman. Gaz in the right-handed batter's box. Sees a first pitch fastball from Huffman that misses outside. After Gaz, it's Lopez and Casso, the bottom third of the Rafter order. Huffman set the 1-0. This is low and away, 2 balls, no strikes on Gaz. Huffman just threw pitch number 60. He has walked 3 and struck out 1. Through 3 innings for Kenji Polaris, 46 tosses. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 1 hit allowed. Gets to go after the middle of the Lakeshore order for a second time. It's the 2-0 delivery, misses downstairs, blocked by Kibler. Now 3 balls and no strikes on Gaz. The sun has slowly made its way down. Still a beautiful sunset to look at, though, across the backdrop here down the left field side. The 3-0. Middle fastball. Gaz watches it all the way. It's now 3-1. The only two Rafter games that have been completely canceled this season have come against the Chinooks, hence the doubleheader here these next couple of days. One of the games today being made up from Monday, June 3rd, which was supposed to be back here at Moonlight Grand Field. 3-1 pitch, tagged in the air, left field. Back is Garcia, it's gone. Landon Gaz, his second home run of the season, makes it 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids here in the top of the fourth inning. That one got out in a hurry for the UC Irvine Anteater. And the Rafters have plated a crooked run here in this fourth frame. Tracer Lopez, the new batter. Another lefty-on-lefty battle with the bases empty. Gotta love that if you're Landon Gaz. His 10th hit of the season is a big one. First pitch to Lopez, called a strike. Tracer, the beer batter here this evening in Lakeshore. It was Cashel Duggar in game one. Tracer looking to avoid giving some discounted beverages out to the hometown crowd. A one pitch misses low and away to even the count. No big flies in game one of the doubleheader from either side. Landon Gaz scurrying one out of here. His other home run came at Fond du Lac toward the end of the first half. 1-1 off-speed misses inside. Another one of those rafters to not have left the yard at home yet this season. Him and Jorge Degatti, who have each got two home runs on the campaign. The 2-1. This is low and inside. Back-to-back deliveries where Lopez has had to scoot off the inside corner. It's now 3-1. You got plenty of rafters that either have just gotten their first road homers or have yet to hit one out on the road this season. The 3-1 on the inside corner. Does not catch the zone, though. A 5-pitch free pass to Tracer Lopez. We have a mound visit here. We'll see if a call to the bullpen is made for Huffman here. A couple of walks this inning and that home run to Gaz. Not seen a motion to the Chinook bullpen yet. We're at the 9th spot in the order with Gabe Casso. We'll talk about who's homered at home versus the road. Jack Matthew, who obviously is now under the contract and a product of the San Diego Padres, hit all 6 of his home runs at Witter Field. Owen McElfatrick, who finished up his tenure with the team about a week ago, had his first home run with the club at Witter Field, but everything after that was on the road. Left the yard at Wausau, Green Bay, just to name a couple, Fond du Lac as well. Max McGuire has hit all 3 of his grand slams of the season at home. His road home run coming at Waterloo. 4 of his 5 home runs on the campaign at home. Gabe Casso, 0-for-1, went down swinging against Huffman. Back in the 3rd and sees a first pitch fastball for a called strike. Casso collected his first hit as a rafter at La Crosse on Sunday. Also had reached on an error and scored in that 8th inning. 0-1, runner takes off for 2nd. Misses for a ball, throw down not in time. Lopez not stopping, that throw gets into center field. Tracer will move up 180 feet on just one delivery. 1-1 the count on Casso and he's on 3rd. Lopez almost slipped as well, breaking for 2nd on his initial jump, but was able to regain his footing and beat the initial throw down. And unfortunately for Lakeshore, it got by both their middle infielders, Scaldiferi and Council. Count 1-1 with 1 away, an RBI chance here for Gabe Casso. Infield in for the Chinooks, 1-1, high tapper on the ground left side. Scaldiferi waits for it to come to him, and because of that, there's only one play, and it's to first. A 6-3 putout for Gabe Casso, but it brings in a run for Wisconsin Rapids. Lopez scores. It is a 3-run top of the 4th inning, and it is now 4-0. 2 out, bases are empty. And the batter is Mason Onati. 3rd time around the Rapids order, Mason has reached in each of his 2 plate appearances today. A 5-pitch walk in the first and drove in the game's first run an inning ago. First delivery on the outside corner called a strike. RBI single for Onati. In game one, it reached twice on a 4-pitch walk in the 2nd and an RBI single in the 4th. Huffman's 0-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box to even the count at a ball and a strike. Lloyd on deck to Gotti to follow. Mason hitter number 6 in the box this inning for Rafters. Huffman rocks and fires the 1-1. Missing low and inside. 2 balls and a strike now on Onati. You look back to the opening day starting lineup, who is left on this Rafter roster from that 1-9 that day? If you're playing back at home, the answer is Onati and Trotter Boston. 2-1, foul back. In that opening day game, Boston hit 2nd and played short. Reached twice, was hit by a pitch and scored in the 7th and drove in the game's winning run with 2 outs in the top of the 8th, a base hit to right field. Onati singled in the 8th inning, and it scored that game-winning run off the bat of Trotter. The 2-2. Off-speed, turned on, and rolled over to 2nd. Brady Council gloves and throws to first in time to retire the side. Rafters send six to the dish here in the fourth inning, and they score three times. It's a two-run homer for Landon Gaz, the highlight, his second of the season. 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. To the home half we go. 3-4-5. Do it for Lakeshore right here on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but pre-diabetes does.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom four here in Lakeshore. Ethan Hindle to lead things off for the Chinooks. First pitch swinging. Fly ball into right center field. Walker Buchanan and Orlando Lordoy giving chase into the gap. It's Buchanan to make the catch for the first out of the inning. One up, one down, one pitch, one out for Polaris here in the fourth inning. 4-0 the score in favor of the Rafters. If you're just joining us, Andy Yockum, thanking you so much as always for spending your Thursday nights here with us on WFHR. Brady Council into the right-handed batter's box out of the cleanup spot. First pitch breaking ball from Kenji is called a strike. Landon Gaz, a two-run homer in the top of this fourth inning. An exclamation point for that three-run frame for the Rafters. Polaris is 0-1. Back to the off-speed. Check swing downstairs. No call. Says the crew chief down the first baseline, Clint Baxter. Rafters sent six to the plate, and another run also came in to score on an RBI ground out from Gabe Casso. Polaris in full control here and working with a nice lead as the 1-1 misses downstairs. A couple of right-handers getting the nod for Wisconsin Rapids today. Tristan Cruz and Barry in game one, and now it's Polaris in game two. Kenji has his signs from Casso, the 2-1. In there for a called strike, fastball shoot in the knees, working low in the zone is Kenji to make it 2-2. Count even here, Polaris looking to pull the string on Council. 2-2, fastball missing up and away, count now full. A pop out to first in the second for Council, he's 0-1 today. After Brady, it's Mason Schwalbeck in the on-deck circle. 3-2 the count. The full count delivery home from Polaris. Fastball ripped into left center. It's going to get down. It's going to chase Buchanan out in front of the warning track. He'll glove it there, but it gives Brady Council time to hit the first base bag and get into Nick. First hit of the ballgame for Brady Council. His third double here in the twin bill today. Runner on second with one away. Schwalbach drew a walk back in the second in search of his first hit and official at-bat of this ballgame. Be a righty-on-lefty battle. We're starting to see some bodies moving around in the Raptor bullpen. Kolaris set out of the stretch, first base side of the slab. That one misses up and away. Just the second hit of the ballgame for Lakeshore. First hit was a two-out single back in the bottom half of inning number two from Billy Scaldiferri. Kolaris dealing with some potential damage here in this home half. Long pause from the right-hander. Looks back to second with two on the pitch clock, the 1-0. At time called by the home plate umpire, Jeremy Gaskin, pointing to his wrist. That is a pitch clock violation on Kenji, the second of the day. And the count now 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Went right after him with a fastball, and Schwalbach could not catch up. It's 2-1. Still behind the 8-ball here is Kolaris. We'll see if he goes back to the heater on the 2-1. The 2-1. Fouled away down the third base side. Count now 2-2 on the Kansas State product. Want to give a happy birthday shout-out as well. It is Cashel Duggar's 19th birthday today. Raptor catcher caught the opener, gets game two off. It's the 2-2. Check swing tapper out in front of the hill. Kolaris gloves looked to third originally, but the catcher Gabe Casso screaming at him to throw to first. The easier out there, and it is retired. A 1-3 put out of Schwalbach to third is Council. That's where he'll stay with two down. Nash Rippon, the left-handed hitting right fielder, climbs in. Playing in his first Northwoods League game and first game with the Chinooks. Went down looking against Kenji back in the second. First pitch from Kolaris. Fastball dotted on the outside corner for a called strike. Kenji looking for four scoreless here at Moonlight Graham Field this evening. The 0-1. Another fastball dotted on the outer edge and another called strike. It's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Out on third is Brady Council. It was a one-out double from the second baseman that has Lakeshore threatening here. The 0-2. This is downstairs. Count now a ball and two strikes. Eight on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Kenji collects the strikeout to retire the side. Bases one over the minimum here in the fourth. He leaves a double from Brady Council out on the bases. Before we head to the fifth inning, Raptor fans, once again, your place to stay this summer when watching the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. More information on the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Obviously, you can go check them out in town. They also welcome four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to Wisconsin Rapids. They're covered at the Cobblestone. We'll be back for the top of the fifth in just a couple of minutes right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Two, three, four, do it for the Raptors. Top of inning number five from Moonlight Graham Field. Wisconsin Rapids leading Lakeshore 4-0. In game two of our doubleheader, Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the visitor's press box on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. 4-0 the score, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Rapids, no runs, 2 hits and an error for the Chinooks. First pitch to Ben Lloyd here in this inning is called a strike. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Chinooks. That is number 15, Braden Welch from the University of South Carolina, Buford. The 0-1 delivery on the outer edge makes it 0-2. Welch, a redshirt freshman, Nicholasville, Kentucky native. He has Lloyd in the hole here early. Lloyd, in his Raptor debut, has reached the bases once today. Misses up and away, count now 1-2. Ben grounded out 3 unassisted back in the first, reached on a 4-6 fielder's choice in the third. Welch throwing in his third ball game. 2 2/3 innings tossed so far on the season. Last worked an inning and 2/3 at Green Bay on the 18th. A week ago today, he went to breaking ball, chopped on the ground a second. Brady Council charging in. He'll throw to first in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Ben Lloyd for the first out of this fifth frame. Looking at the final line for Ross Huffman. The southpaw getting the nod here today for Lakeshore. 4 innings of work, 76 pitches thrown. 3 hits allowed. 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Walked 4 and struck out 1. First pitch to Jorge Degatti. Shot back to the mound. Welch will glove an underhand toss to first in time. 2 up, 2 down, both on the ground for Welch here in the fifth frame. Chris Arroyo will look to extend this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-for-2 in the ballgame as Arroyo grounded out 3 unassisted back in the first. He flew out to center field to end the third inning. Welch working efficiently as well. 5 pitches here for these 2 outs. It's the first delivery to Chris, a fastball in there for a called strike. We'll see what the move is for Kenji Polaris. 4 innings of work for the right-hander out of Cal State Northridge. 62 pitches thrown, 2 hits allowed, no runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. The 0-1 breaking ball to Arroyo misses outside. Raptors in full control, looking to sweep the Twinville. Would it be something if they could win all 4 games in this 2-day stretch at Moonlight Graham Field? 1-1 pitch, hit on the ground, that's going to get through into right center field for a base hit. That one to the right of Brady Council and just could not get the leather on it. Royo on the bases for the first time today, and it'll bring up Walker Buchanan. Walker 0-for-2, a pair of groundouts to the shortstop, Billy Scaldiferi, those being the leadoff innings 2 and 4. And that hit now, hit number 4 of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Picked up just 1 last inning in the 3 runs that they scored, but it was a big swing of the bat. A 2-run homer to left field by Landon Gads. First pitch to Buchanan, misses down in the turf. Count begins 1-0. As mentioned plenty of times throughout the doubleheader, and we'll say it more tomorrow, we're on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, home of the Falcons, Division III level, and it is an all-turf field. With the exception of the hill, it is a dirt mound. Interesting for these pitchers to work with, as the 1-0 misses low and inside. The count 2-0. Schwab back holding on the runner at first, that being Chris Arroyo. Cannon chasing away on that up and in fastball. Can't make contact, it's 2-1. When we reach the home half of this fifth inning, bottom third due up in the Lakeshore order. Scaldiferi, Caleb Carl, and AJ Garcia. 2-1 on Buchanan. A righty-on-righty battle. Welch comes set. First base side of the rubber, the 2-1. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Count evens at 2-2. We'll see if Arroyo gets the green light to take off here on the 2-2 delivery. Welch comes set after a quick peer to first base with five on the pitch clock. Arroyo dancing off first. There he goes. And this is low and away. And because of how good of a jump Chris got, no throw down to second made by Kibler. Runner out in scoring position and a 3-2 count on Walker Buchanan. The payoff pitch here from Welch. Fastball hit in the air, that'll find the seats down the first base line. So now, between the two games, four pitchers used by Lakeshore, and so far still three for Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors looking to add even more run support for Kenji Polaris. The next 3-2 home from Welch. This is low and outside for ball four. Seven pitch walk to Walker Buchanan. It's runners on first and second. First time on the bases for Buchanan in this ballgame. It gives Orlando Lordoy a chance to add more runs for the Raptors with two away. Lordoy 0 for 1 in two plate appearances. Popped out to the pitcher Huffman back in the second, drew a walk in the previous inning and later scored. The first pitch to him. That one on the outside corner is there for a strike. Available Raptors off the bench here in game two. Cashel Duggar, game one's catcher, is available. Trotter Boston, Kyler McIntosh, along with Aiden Teal. The 0-1 delivery. This is the zone. Count evens 1-1. Or do I going to look for a fastball here? Raptors lead it 4-0. First two innings were scoreless here in game two of this doubleheader from Moonlight Grant Field. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Count now 1-2. Orlando could be sitting on another one of those breaking balls. Cannon on first. Runner on second for Wisconsin Rapids is Arroyo. 1-2 pitch, tapped foul down the third base side, out in front of the Raptor dugout. Lordoy, the fifth hitter in the box this inning for Rapids. As mentioned, him and Ben Lloyd, both in the lineup here in game two, the two newest Raptor position players. Lordoy, a pause, the 1-2. Another fouled right off his foot. Weird backspin action in front of the mound. He'll get another 1-2 delivery here from Welch. Good battle from Lordoy as well with drawing up the pitch count of the Chinook right-hander. That was his 20th toss of the inning. Welch got two up, two down on just five pitches. So you look at Lordoy battling here at a 1-2 count. Buchanan drawing a 7-pitch free pass. Raptor offense trying to make the right-handed reliever just a bit more vulnerable here in inning five. The next 1-2 will have to wait as Welch steps off the back of the rubber. So far in this ball game, Wisconsin Rapids has left three on. Same to be said for Lakeshore. The 1-2 pitch runs in and hits Lordoy. Tough loss of the count there for Welch, but the Raptors have the bases loaded with two away in the top of inning number five. Lordoy on for the second time in as many innings. Arroyo to third, Buchanan to second, and who better than Landon Gaz as the next hitter? Landon's two-run big fly an inning ago was his second of the season, also began with a fly out to left field and A.J. Garcia back to end the second inning. Chance here to rip this game wide open. The first delivery to Gats. And on the hands, popped up first base side. Schwalbach giving chase out near the fencing. He's unable to make the grab. It hits off the mesh fencing in front of the stands down the first base side. Count begins 0-1 on the Rafter first baseman. Gaz not getting the nod to play in game one, and my goodness, did he more than take advantage of his opportunity here in game two. The 0-1 delivery. That one misses up, and it kicks off the glove of Kibler. Arroyo breaking for home. He'll score without a throw. Doesn't even have to slide either. He's in feet first standing. Everyone advances 90 feet. Runners on second and third with two out. And a 1-1 count. Score now 5-0. It's one way to push a run across here in this fifth inning for five pitches. The wheels starting to rattle a little bit here for him. As we look back around the Northwoods League, more finals to be reported. Battle Creek collecting a home win against Kenosha, 11-6 the final score. 12-6 in the opener of that doubleheader. Madison getting their 20th win of the season, that being over on the softball side over Mankato. Rockford has grabbed the lead late in the state capital at Warner Park. They lead the Mallards 3-1. That game just going final in the bottom of the ninth. Huge road comeback win for the Rivets, and that's huge for the Rafters as well. Already of winning one game today, and they have a chance to win two and make up even more ground on Madison. 1-1 to Gaz, hit in the air down the right field line. That one will drift out and foul. 5-4 in Indiana, top 8, Royal Oak at Kokomo. Leprechauns, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. 4 runs on 5 hits and an error for the Jackrabbits. The other game that we're going to skip down to, want to see what's going on in Wausau. It's the other team Wisconsin Rapids is chasing right now. And the Woodchucks are all knotted up in the bottom of inning number 6 at home, Athletic Park on ESPN+. 1-2 breaking ball got him swinging. Gaz down on strikes. The Rafters leave two on, but they do score on a wild pitch. One hit in the inning. It is now 5-0 Rafters as we head to the home half of the fifth inning from Moonlight Grand Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm gonna do, and then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom five here for Moonlight Graham Field. Your score, the Raptors 5 and the Chinooks nothing on WFHR. 5 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Rapids. No runs on 2 hits and an error for Lakeshore. First pitch from Kenji Polaris to the right-handed hitting shortstop Billy Scaldiferi is called a strike. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the visitor's press box at Moonlight Graham Field. Game 54 of 70 for Raptors baseball this summer. The 0-1 to the Grand Canyon product, another breaking ball and a swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Polaris working into the fifth inning here tonight. Hits for Lakeshore, a one-out double in the fourth from Brady Council, and a base hit with two down from Scaldiferi back in the second. Other than that, the right-hander from San Gabriel, California, cruising right along. 0-2, fastball missing upstairs for ball one. Raptors left 2-1 in the top half of this fifth inning, but scored another run. Chris Arroyo touching home on a wild pitch from Braden Welch. Polaris still ahead, 1-2. Peers into Casso, and now comes set with a dozen seconds to go on the pitch clock. 1-2. Breaking ball shot in the air right field. Lordoy giving chase out near the Lakeshore bullpen. Nearly leaving his feet and getting into the stable. That one drifting out of play, so the count now 1-2 still. What a play that would have been from the new Raptor, Orlando Lordoy, down the line. Wisconsin Rapids within striking distance of sweeping the doubleheader here today. They got the 8-9-1 spots to up when we get to the top of inning number 6. Another 1-2 delivery here in this battle between Polaris and Billy Scaldiferi. Right-hander sets, rocks, and fires. Off-speed, tapped on the ground over to short, charging in. That is Tracer Lopez to glove and throw to first in time. A 6-3 putout begins this bottom half of the fifth. Caleb Carl playing in his first game as a Lakeshore Chinook grounded out back to the mound in Polaris to end the second inning. Right in, ready, battle. First pitch to Carl misses downstairs. He was the Madison Mallard for the first week of the season. Getting back into the Northwoods League just about a month and a half later. Polaris' next delivery. And there for a called strike. Kenji working quickly and getting ahead of hitters. It's an 0-2 count here on Carl. I stand corrected. Thought the first one missed the zone, but the Ohio Bobcat down here at 0-2. The payoff home. Swing and a miss. Tripled up and got him. Three-pitch punch out. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night of Carl. Two up, two down in the fifth. Polaris' fifth strikeout of the ballgame. 4 2/3, 70 pitches thrown. If the inning wants to continue on the Lakeshore side, it will be A.J. Garcia. Garcia went down looking against Polaris to lead off the third inning. He's 0-1 today. First pitch from Kenji, fastball fouled straight back. Kenji just walking one hitter as well. That came back in the second frame. Mason Schwalbeck with one out. Didn't come back to bite him. Deal one. Fouled right off Garcia's foot. Hobbling in the left-handed batter's box is AJ. He's down 0-2. One in the third, three in the fourth, and one in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. Winning game 1-4-1. A 4:05 first pitch here. Moonlight Graham Field, formerly known as Capco Park. Still have that, though, on top of the left center field scoreboard here in Mequon. 0-2 delivery misses up and away. Raptors and Chinooks, 8 total matchups this season. However, half of them are going to be played here in this two-day window. Games prior to this, Sunday, June 2nd, Saturday and Sunday in Rapids, the 15th and 16th of June, and then a couple of Fridays ago, the 12th, the return of Mo Hill to Winterfield as the 1-2 breaking ball misses downstairs. Fortunately, we were supposed to have Mo Hill on the broadcast that Saturday that got rained out at home. He was not only going to join WFHR, but he was going to join my colleague, Cullen Kapoor, over on the TV side of things. Get in on both of our broadcasts and share his baseball wisdom and his experiences and his journey with everyone. It's the 2-2 fouled away from Garcia. Luckily, though, Cullen and I were at least able to talk to Mo before the game when the weather looked perfect in Wisconsin Rapids. It was about as beautiful of a day as it could be. Originally, I was just going down to talk to him about, hey, this was our plan. We want to have you up around the third inning, get you on each broadcast, and let you watch the rest of the game. As the 2-2 pitch on the outside corner got him looking. Another 1-2-3 inning for Kenji Pilaris. He has set down the last five Chinook hitters he has faced. We are through five frames here at Moonlight Graham Field. It's all Rafters. 5-0 the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of inning number six here from Moonlight Graham Field. It's all Rafters in game two of this Thursday doubleheader. Tracer Lopez swinging away at the first pitch, pops this one in the air, left side of the infield. It's his shortstop counterpart to make the catch, that being Billy Scaldiferi. One pitch, one out for Brayden Welch here in the sixth. Andy Ockham rejoining you here in the visitors' broadcast booth from Concordia University, Wisconsin. 5-0 Rafters, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Lakeshore. Gabe Casso, 0-for-2 with an RBI in this ballgame. Drove in a run just a couple of innings ago. First pitch from Welch to him, a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. Casso went down swinging back in the third. He grounded out to short in the fourth. That being the run that came across for Wisconsin Rapids, part of a 3-run frame. The 1-0 pitch misses low and outside for ball two. Rafters plating 1 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. The offensive highlight tonight, a 2-run home run from Landon Gaz. 2-0 to Casso, fastball on the inner edge, called a strike. It's now 2-1. Kenji Pilaris, the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, and my goodness, was he good. It still is. Who knows? Could get him out for inning six. 76 tosses in 5 frames. It's the 2-1 breaking ball. Misses low and outside. 3 balls and a strike on the Rafter catcher. Kenji's punched out half a dozen and has walked one in his 4th start of the summer and his 5th outing overall. The 3-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Casso unable to connect there. It's 3-2. Top of the order for Wisconsin Rapids, Mason Onati in the on-deck circle, Ben Lloyd to follow. The full count delivery home. Fastball ripped on the ground to short. Scaldiferi charging in, gloves cleanly off the turf, and throws to first in time. Couple of 6-3 putouts tonight for Gabe Casso. 2 up, 2 down for Welch here in the 6th. Mason Onati has reached base twice today in his three plate appearances. One for two. Threw a five-pitch walk in the first, an RBI single to get our scoring started back in the third, and grounded out up the middle to Brady Council at second base to end the fourth. Welch, once again, just like an inning ago, went two up, two down, and pretty efficiently as well, threw just five pitches, getting the first two outs in the fifth inning. First pitch to Onati. This is the top of the zone for ball one. Rafters then, after going two up, two down a frame ago, single from Chris Arroyo, seven-pitch walk to Walker Buchanan, and Orlando Lordoy was hit by a pitch. 1-0 to Onati, in there for a called strike. With the bases loaded and two outs, it was Landon Gaz in the right-handed batter's box, and Arroyo scored on a wild pitch. Gaz went down swinging to retire the side. The 1-1. Outer edge called a strike, count 1-2. Rafters have left five on in the ballgame. Lakeshore has left three on. The opener, Wisconsin Rapids, left 10 on the bases compared to the Chinooks, 8. 1-2 the count, two outs, bases empty. The payoff from Welch. Breaking ball in on the hand, shoots it over the glove of a jumping Ethan Hindle down the third base side. Onati hitting the gas around first. He'll get into second safely. It is a two-out double for Mason Onati here in the top of inning number 6. Multi-hit game now for Onati after driving in a couple of runs in this doubleheader. Keeps the line moving for Ben Lloyd. Lloyd, in his Rafter debut, has reached once in three plate appearances. One time aboard was on a 4-6 fielder's choice back in the third. Lloyd played 10 games in the 2022 Northwoods League season with his hometown Kenosha Kingfish. 31 at-bats, he went 5 for 31, so if you're doing the math back at home, a 161 hitter in 10 games was Lloyd. First pitch swinging away, shoots this into left field for a base hit. Onati getting the green light around third, the throw to the plate will not be made. Lloyd going to take... of inning number 6. Welcome to Wisconsin Rapids, Mr. Lloyd. Raptors lead it by half a dozen. Jorge Degatti with two down steps in. Serving as the team's DH here this evening is 0 for 2 in three plate appearances. Putting off second, Lloyd, some good speed there for the Raptors. Plenty of two-out runs touching home this evening. First pitch on the inside corner called a strike. Degatti's lone time on the bases, a five-pitch walk that he drew off the starter Ross Huffman back in the third. Degatti also a pop-out to first base in the first inning, and last time up he grounded out back to the mound a frame ago. Swinging away at the 0-1, hits it on the ground to short. Loving Scaldiferri, the throw to first is in time to retire the side. Ben Lloyd's first hit as a Rafter gets a run across here in the top of inning number 6. It is 6-0 as we head to the home half right here from Moonlight Graham Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the order due up here in the home half of inning six from Moonlight Graham Field. Josh Novak, the new pitcher, into the ballgame for your Rafters, fires a first pitch strike on the outside corner to Griffin Cameron. Rafters 6, Chinooks nothing here in the second game of this doubleheader. Andy Ockham welcoming you back to the broadcast here in the Visitor's Press Box on WFHR. The 0-1. Another fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Novak making his second outing as a Rafter here. Last work two scoreless at home on the 18th Thursday night. A week ago against Wausau, a 6-3 loss, allowed two hits. Walked one and struck out three, facing nine hitters. Hillsdale College product, teammates with Rafter left-handed pitcher Brandon Scott. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Cameron down on strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A three-pitch K to begin the outing for Novak and to begin this home half of inning six. Line complete for Kenji Polaris here tonight. Fantastic work from the San Gabriel, California native from Cal State Northridge. His fourth start with the team and his fifth overall appearance. Two hits allowed in those five scoreless frames with a walk and six strikeouts on 76 pitches. Dom Kibler 0-2 in the ballgame. The Chinook catcher takes the first pitch outside from Novak for ball one. Six runs on six hits. No errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits, and an error for Lakeshore. Novak set the 1-0. Fouled straight back to the screen, count evens 1-1. Mentioned in his first outing at home last week, Novak, in his freshman season, playing Division II baseball, not getting a whole lot of looks. In terms of in-game reps, only threw an inning and two-thirds in two separate appearances out of the bullpen. Had more work in his first outing as a Rafter than in his entire first collegiate season. It'll look to be a nice piece out of the Rafter stable down the stretch to close out the season. 1-1. On the outside corner, it's there for a called strike. Count now 1-2. Ethan Hindle on deck. Brady Council to follow. Rafters in this doubleheader have allowed just one run. That coming back in the bottom of the fourth of the opener. Novak set the 1-2. Fastball just missing outside. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll see if it's going to be Novak for innings 6 and 7 or if there's another plan for the home half. Rafters obviously wanting to add more as well. They'll bring 4-5-6 to the plate, the top half of that seventh inning. 2-2 pitch, rolled over, hit on the ground to second base. There's Ben Lloyd. He'll glove and throw to first in time. Two up, two down for Novak here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Ethan Hindle, the batter, if Lakeshore wants to continue this frame. Hindle 0-2, went down looking against Polaris to end the first inning. Flew out to center field back in the fourth to begin that frame. Be a righty-on-righty battle here for Novak. Comes set, has his signs from Casso, the first delivery home. Goes fastball and it misses outside. This is the first time this battery has worked together in Novak's debut appearance. Cashel Duggar was the catcher that night for Wisconsin Rapids. Novak set, hands held high, the 1-0. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Shooting the knees, working outer half is Josh. Count evens 1-1. Beautiful night for baseball. A great day to play two and a great day tomorrow to play two as well here from Moonlight Graham Field. 4-0-5 first pitch. Game three of this stretch and game one of tomorrow's doubleheader. 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. First pitch of game two here today was around 7 o'clock, so trying to use that as a ballpark estimate for when you think Game 2 will be tomorrow. The Rafters will be the home team in Game 2 tomorrow night. That being a makeup from the cancellation at Witter Field 12 days ago on July 13th. 1-2 delivery. Fastball missing up and away. Good take there from Hindle. Count evens 2-2. Fortunate that unable to have that home game at Witter Field. Unless anything falls through, Wisconsin Rapids will only get 35 games this year instead of the usual 36. 2-2, fouled back to the screen, we'll do it again. I know it was disappointing to all the fans and all of my peers as well, losing that game. Especially because the game didn't get called till about 9:30 that night. So it felt like we were there as long as the game would be, it's just there was no baseball to be played. The only cancellation we've had at Witter Field this summer. The 2-2. This is up. Count now full. We've had plenty of delays in Wisconsin Rapids. That June 21st and 22nd series against Madison, both those games in consecutive days were started 2 hours after the fact, and there was even a 30-minute delay earlier in the second half against Green Bay at home. But all those games got in. It's the 3-2 delivery. This is low and outside for ball four. Hindle on the bases for the first time here tonight. It'll bring up Brady Council. Brady Council, 1-for-2, pop out to first base to begin the second inning. He doubled back in the fourth. Novak will have to bear down, dealing with a base runner in this frame. 15 pitches in the Raiders' base. Three doubles for Cross Simple Header. Double to baggers in the corner. Right. Fastball hit in the air right field. Orlando Lordoy camping underneath to make the catch and retire the side. Josh Novak out of the Raptors stable. Collects a scoreless bottom half of inning six, and we are through six here at Moonlight Grand Field. Raptors 6, Chinooks nothing. A 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top 7 in Mequon. Raptors 6, Chinooks nothing. Back on WFHR. New pitcher in the ballgame for Lakeshore. That's the right-hander from Viterbo, Nolan Hines. Right-hander's first delivery to Chris Arroyo. Misses low and inside for ball 1. 6 runs, 6 hits. No errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on 2 hits and an error for the Chinooks. 1-0 delivery misses upstairs. 2-0 now on Chris. Andy Ockham back with you here in the broadcast booth. Thanking you so much for spending your Thursday evening away on the road here with us in Mequon. 2-0 to Arroyo. A fastball on the outer edge called a strike. Chris singled and scored back in the fifth. He's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. After him, it'll be Walker Buchanan and Orlando Lordoy. 2-1. This is up and in, 3 balls and a strike, the count now. For Hines, this is his second game in the Northwoods League and here with Lakeshore. First appearance with the club 6 days ago here at home on the 19th against Green Bay. The 3-1 ripped on a line to second right at Brady Council. Chris Arroyo got about 3 steps out of the batter's box before that snag was made. He's retired first out of the inning.